AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says the U.S. and China have signed a trade agreement.
We're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good.
It's not clear if this agreement was different from the one Trump announced 2 weeks earlier that he said would make it easier for American industries to obtain much-needed magnets and rare earth minerals. The Supreme Court meets today to decide on the final six cases of its term, including Trump's push to deny birthright citizenship to children born in the U.S. to undocumented parents. And yesterday, the High Court ruled states can block Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funds for health services like contraception and cancer screenings. The former Minnesota lawmaker who was shot and killed along with her husband is lying in state Friday. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Former Minnesota Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman is lying in state in the Minnesota Capitol Rotunda Friday, along with her husband and their golden retriever, Gilbert. The Hortmans were shot and killed June 14th in what the chief federal prosecutor for the state is calling a political assassination. Their dog was wounded and had to be euthanized. Meanwhile, 57-year-old Vance Belter, who's accused of killing the couple and wounding a Democratic state senator and his wife, is due in court Friday to determine whether he'll remain in custody without bail. Federal prosecutors allege that Belter also stopped at the homes of two other Democratic lawmakers and listed dozens of Democrats as potential targets. I'm Donna Warder.
Flash floods swept away dozens of tourists in northwest Pakistan on Friday. At least eight people were killed. Officials say the nationwide death toll from pre-monsoon rains rose to 18 over the past 24 hours. This is AP News. A large wildfire broke out south of Athens on Thursday, triggering authorities to issue evacuation orders and shut down parts of a key coastal road. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fire comes as temperatures approach 104 degrees Fahrenheit in Greece's first heat wave of the summer. The Greek capital's fire department spokesman says strong land and air forces are fighting a huge battle against the flames, with 12 water-dropping planes and 12 helicopters providing air support to over 100 firefighters. A Coast Guard vessel has doused the flames from the sea. The fire, which reportedly broke out within a populated area, has been fanned by strong winds and frequently changes direction, sending plumes of smoke fanning out across the sky. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Head over to our website, apnews.com, for more. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.